The opening bell is sponsored by Associated Bank. In business, the bottom line is always top of mind. That's why Associated Bank provides treasury management solutions and tools to give you the financial information needed to effectively run your business. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC.
We're on with Melissa Cooper, Director of Treasury Management, Sales and Onboarding at Associated Bank. Melissa, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Happy to be back.
I want to focus our conversation this morning on fraud. The U.S. Treasury Department has announced some steps it's taking to try to crack down on fraud. I saw a couple of interesting tidbits about this. First of all, letting people know that the Treasury securely disperses about 1.4 billion payments valued at about $6.9 trillion annually. But online payment fraud is still climbing every year to about $362 billion by 2028 is the estimate. That's an amazing number. Talk to us a little bit first about the size and scope of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, so you mentioned the numbers. The dollars are in the trillions and the volume of transactions are in the billions. And so as fraudsters that are out there are doing this, they're seeing an opportunity to attack these payments. You have your nation states that are doing it, but you also just have individuals who this is what they do for a living. So from their perspective, this is their total addressable market, as we like to say sometimes. And they're trying to go after these billions of payments in order to just siphon off some of those funds for their businesses out there in the universe. So yeah. It's quite sizable. It hasn't gone down, but there's ways that we can certainly fight against it.
The Treasury Department is suggesting some new enhanced fraud detection systems. One of them is, not surprisingly, artificial intelligence and machine learning. Talk to us a little bit about what Treasury wants to do.
Yeah, so this is a tool that actually a lot of banks do as well. When the payments are being processed, they're utilizing tools that take a closer look at the transaction, where it's going, the frequency of the payment. Is this different for this particular originator? And so they're just utilizing some of these machine learning and AI tools to be able to quickly look at the transaction and just see, is there something suspicious? To help customers and businesses, just give them an extra nudge in terms of saying, hey, you might want to take another look at this. And or because all these payments are going through the Treasury oftentimes, they're able to know about bad actors more quickly than just your individual banks might be able to do. So it's really taking their knowledge, their database of information, and employing that in order to make a payment more safe for our country and our customers.
Yeah, and we're talking about electronic payments here. We're not even talking about the check fraud and the check washing scams mm-hmm. that we've been talking about previously.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you have your online universe, and then, yeah, you also have the check fraud. But because a lot of the checks and ACH transactions go through the Treasury as well, they'll be able to deploy some of these technologies to help on that front as well.
Yeah, I don't want to give away any of the secrets here, but talk to us a little bit about some of the ways that, for instance, artificial intelligence would be able to detect something that's fraudulent.
Yeah, so oftentimes they are, like I said, kind of taking a look at the payment, and the payment information typically has beneficiary information on it, and then they're able to take that quickly and cross-check it to see, have they had returns come back for those particular actors? Is it on an OFAC list? Is it on a database of bad actors? And they're really just taking that information and streamlining it and making it quicker. And usually they're looking at it on a regular basis to tweak it to make it even more powerful for our customers. Now, it's not going to catch everything all the time, so I don't want folks out there to think that, oh, the Treasury is going to be checking this stuff for us, because there's still a part to be done by the consumer and the businesses that are doing these transactions. But the AI and machine learning will help to basically aggregate all that data that they're getting, Steve, and look at those payments and just do an extra check to make sure that there's not something that's off with those payments.
This is the Do Not Pay working system. Is that what's being called?
Yes. They're taking this data and creating this Do Not Payment do not pay system in order to kind of check and see, are there bad actors out there in that system?
This kind of reminds me of the bad check writing days when there would be a picture of somebody near the cash register of a store saying not to accept checks from this person. That's sort of what this is like, isn't it?
It is. You're exactly right. It's really taking kind of that same sentiment and putting it into a process that's faster, quicker, and actually more accurate, right? So very similar to that in a more, new age way.
Melissa, I mean, we've been talking about the U.S. Treasury Department here, but in a lot of cases, it's the local education mm-hmm. that is helping prevent some of these scams. Banks like Associated Bank are getting involved mm-hmm. in this, trying to teach consumers firsthand what the problems are, the risks mm-hmm. are, and how to counter it, right? It's a local community safeguarding against scams.
Absolutely. Yep, you're absolutely right. It's fitting to note that this week is International Fraud Awareness Week. And so lots of banks are doing things around educating their customers. We just did a fraud awareness webinar ourselves yesterday to really just talk to our customers constantly about what they should be doing to protect themselves, protect their systems, how to educate and train their staff on looking out for these types of fraudulent behaviors and even cyber attempts at cyber attacks on their systems.
Can we talk a little bit about what the most popular scams right now are that might involve mm-hmm. Your banking information? Is it a text scam? Is it a phone scam? Mm-hmm. I know we've talked in the past about phishing mm-hmm. scams. Which is it?
Yeah. So for the consumer, it's a lot of phishing scams where they're sending a text. Oftentimes it'll be, I know I get it sometimes, it'll say, this bank is trying to get a hold of you. Now banks will never do that, right? They won't send you a text message requiring you to hit a link and log in and give them information unless you requested it, right? So that's a really common one. Dating scams are really still very popular where individuals are impersonating and sort of wooing people who are, a little bit more on the lonely side and scamming money out of them. So we're seeing a lot of that on the consumer side still. On the business side, business email compromise is still really big. Usually they're getting a fake email from a vendor saying, hey, we updated our payments. Please update, where you're sending this money, and oftentimes not checking. Or even impersonation of authority figures at a business. So an impersonation of a CEO saying, please send this payment out right away, and impersonating them. So it's a little bit different on either side, consumer versus business, but those are the most common ones we're seeing oftentimes.
Is this ever going to be a problem that we're going to get a handle on, or is it going to be like spy versus spy? You get stronger, then they get stronger, and it just keeps going. Will there ever be a system that would prevent fraud in the future?
So I think it's going to be a little bit of tit for tat. As the systems get better, the fraudsters are going to continue to find ways to hit those systems. The biggest one really, and I always say this even when we talk, checks are a really big problem still. And so if we can get the checks out of the transaction environment, you'll really decrease fraud. 60% of fraud are just through the check channel, frankly. And then the stuff that we see online and stuff is usually mistakes that are just being made, user errors by consumers giving up their information versus hacks on their system or something. So I think until we get checks out, it'll be remain to be seen. And then if we can get checks out of the system, then I think you have a more of a fighting chance to get to that utopia that you're looking for.
When the money's gone, is it gone, or has anybody been successful in getting money back after they've been hit by a scam?
Yeah, so it depends. It depends on timing. So the sooner an individual or business is able to report it, the better chance you have at recouping those funds. But the longer you take, usually it's really hard to get those funds back. So we've seen it across the board where we've been able to get funds back from a fraudster, but we've also seen a lot of times where those funds are gone. So it's really going to depend on timing. The sooner you know, the better. But the biggest thing is really trying to prevent it up front from happening.
Melissa, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Thanks for having us today. People can reach out at treasury@associatedbank.com. Again, treasury@associatedbank.com.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Have a good one.